The greatest opportunity of a church organist is to provide a worshipful atmosphere. The people are meeting in God's house on His holy day. Reverent music will remind these people that this is a special time and place where beauty dwells and loveliness, also joy and thanksgiving and peace. We will exclude any music which suggests the spirit of revelry. Let us listen to an example of a devotional prelude composed by John J. McClellan entitled Invocation. The next important duty of our organist is to play the hymns effectively, each in its own style. Broadly speaking, there are two general kinds of hymns, vigorous and meditative. The organist decides first which of these two styles is before him, then proceeds to play the hymn in that style. Hope of Israel, number 64 in our hymn book, is an example of a vigorous hymn. Its vigor is expressed chiefly through the many repeated notes. Be sure to repeat all notes just as they are printed, not like this. But rather like this. The melody can be played quite legato, but the repeated notes must all be heard repeated. We must play the melody the way the people sing it, and the people usually do very well. Occasionally, they sing the melody even better than the organist plays it. The reason for this is that the singers follow their natural intuition, which is good, whereas the organist has some technical matters which may get in his way. The organist should take a catch breath at the word army and a whole quarter rest at the word day. Listen to this melody as it should be played. We recommend a stately tempo, neither too fast nor too slow. Not like this. Nor like this. But rather like this. We recommend a strict rhythm, not meandering like this, but very steady like this. Notice that in the printed music of this hymn, there are no rests shown. Do not play it as it is printed, because this is merely the letter of the law. We must insert some rests into this music where the people breathe. The organ must also breathe so that the music will sound alive. Listen to it as it sounds exactly as printed. Now hear it with breaths inserted. All of the half notes in this particular hymn should be played precisely as quarter notes to give life to the rhythm. We recommend that no tremolo be used. With tremolo, it sounds like this. We also recommend that the swell expression shades be left open throughout. Do not play like this. But play it evenly loud like this. Another vigorous hymn is Thanks for the Sabbath School, number 177 in the hymn book. Remember again to breathe where the people breathe, like this. Consider another example, Come Let Us Anew, number 17. This music can be played rather detached, except in a few places where two notes are used for one syllable, like this. Let us hear it all the way through. The same treatment for High on the Mountain Top, number 62. Here are the legato spots of the melody. And the general style is non-legato, which means slightly detached, like this. Now let us consider some meditative hymns. These are sung somewhat slower and are played legato. Here again, the best organ style requires that all repeated notes be clearly repeated when they are so printed. But be sure to play the melody smoothly legato. Also breathe where the people breathe, which is at the ends of phrases. Please turn to hymn number 14, Come Follow Me. Next, turn to number 30, Earth with Her 10,000 Flowers. And as I was playing this hymn, I noticed that all the dotted half notes are played merely as half notes followed by a quarter rest. Now find number 68, How Great the Wisdom and the Love that filled the courts on high. Now turn to hymn number 217, While of These Emblems We Partake. Next hymn is number 101, Lord, Accept Our True Devotion. Let us consider hymn number 220, Prayer is the Soul's Sincere Desire. The choice of stops is important. We recommend that you try them all one by one when you are alone at the organ. Become acquainted with them, their loudness and tone quality, and then remember them so you can use them when you need them. In general, use 8-foot and 4-foot stops in the hands and use 16-foot and 8-foot stops in the pedals. For special effect, we may occasionally also use a 16-foot stop in the hands, but this requires a special treatment in playing. Let me illustrate it. Used incorrectly, it sounds rather muddy and dull, like this. But if we move the right hand up one octave without changing the stops, the effect is satisfactory, like this. This manual 16-foot stop may also be used with an 8-foot and 4-foot stop to play a melody alone. It will then sound like this. And of course, we will play the harmony in the left hand on a different manual without a 16-foot stop. The pedals need not be used all the time. Give them a rest for a phrase or two, especially when the bass part is difficult. people's ears sometimes grow tired of too long and loud a pedal bass. Listen to this example where the pedal is left out during the third phrase. This is hymn number 34. Examples used in this recording are found in our hymn book and in volumes 1 and 2 of the Schreiner Organ Voluntaries. On the other side of this record are examples of devotional preludes and postludes.